Module 10, Coping with Major Events. The tools that we have discussed so far will help you manage and reduce stress in your everyday life. However, as you encounter stressful events, your toolbox will have to grow. This module will explore how to prepare for major stressful events and what to do when those events happen, establishing a support system. The building blocks that we have discussed so far will help you survive a major stressful event. If you already have a minimal amount of stress and a low-stress lifestyle, you will be one step ahead of the game. Maintaining a strong network of family and friends is also important. Keep in touch with your social support system even in good times. Remember, you can use the tools we've discussed in this workshop to help others through stressful situations. In stressful times, strong bonds with family and friends will provide valuable support and resources. Take advantage of your support systems when times get tough and be there for others when they need you. It's an investment that will repay you many times over. Creating a plan. When a stressful event arises, or if you anticipate a stressful event, creating a plan can give you a much-needed sense of control. With a plan, you can feel like you're at least a little bit on top of things, and that you have power over the situation. Often, people find that making lists and planning, even if it's for the short term, restores a bit of order and control to their life. Things to think about include, how can I maintain a healthy lifestyle with appropriate amounts of diet, sleep, and exercise during this period? What changes will I need to make to my lifestyle? How will my routine help me during this period? How might my routine change? How can I use the AAA approach to handle this situation? What relaxation techniques might be appropriate? What support system can I rely on? Remember, stress is individual, and therefore your approach should be too. If you simply can't find the time to exercise during this stressful period, for example, and can manage only a 10-minute walk per day, accept that as your new routine. This is not the time for you to put additional pressure on yourself. After the stressful event is over, try to return to your normal routine as soon as possible. This will help restore order to your life and return your stress levels to normal. Knowing when to seek help. Despite your best efforts, some situations are just too stressful to handle on your own. It is never a bad idea to ask for professional help with stress. Having an objective third party to talk to and get feedback from can be an important part of your support system. If you're wondering where to find help, start at your workplace. Many employees offer confidential employee assistance programs. If your organization doesn't offer these types of programs, look online for local mental health services or hotlines in your area. It makes sense that large events will cause large amounts of stress. However, several small stress-causing events that happen in close proximity can cause exponential amounts of stress. For example, imagine a month marked by these events: getting in a fender bender, making a significant mistake at work, having an argument with your spouse, and coming down with a bad cold. You could probably cope with each individual event as it happened. Now imagine if all of these events happened in the space of a few days. Your stress level would be much higher, and you would probably find it far more difficult to cope. Think of the straw that broke the camel's back. Remember, different things are stressful to different people. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness, it is a mark of intelligence and strength. Case study. Dave and Sue were organizing a meeting to help their coworker Paula get through a hard time in her life. They joined forces to round up a support network of Paula's friends and family to provide the assistance she needed and to show Paula that despite their individual duties, they all took responsibility for their team members and would move mountains to make things happen and better what seemed like an impossible situation by creating a strong network of united guys and gals to create a plan to climb over that mountain and find a solution to any problem. With the help of a few friends and a supportive network of eager beavers to pull Paula through whatever woes she may have had and help her succeed.